Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, first of all, it's good to be talking in person again. It's been a few months since we've had that opportunity, and City Council business continues and has continued throughout the pandemic. And the project that's on everybody's mind, I think now especially, that there's trucks on the north side of town. They see the large orange tubes and the flags everywhere, and that's Pella Fiber. Right now, the main lines are being installed throughout the entire community. And at this week's meeting, a few delays and some other key components of the project. Let's start with access equipment, so things that people may actually see in their homes to hook up to Pella Fiber. What were the bids that were received for that project, the equipment overall, and the delay until August?
Yes, Andrew. Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said, last night we did conduct a couple of public hearings and consider potential contracts for Pella Fiber. The first one that you alluded to was really what's called the access equipment bid, and it's really made up of two components. And to explain exactly what this is, the first component, as you referenced, that in people's homes would be the optical network terminal. Now, that's a new and improved version. What people would most likely recognize is the modem their home. And so what we did is we took bids for the estimated number of customers that we will have as far as that access or the modem for people's homes. And the second component of the bid was the electronics equipment. And Andrew, when we talk about the electronics, what we're talking about is the central office electronics equipment. And this would be the equipment that really powers the utility. And as far as actions last night, what we officially did is we delayed any decisions on the equipment until August 4th. And the reasons for this, Andrew, when we look at the equipment itself, it's very important that all the equipment is compliant and it talks to one another. And there's a couple key aspects that we need to make sure of in analyzing the bids that we received last night. One, we need to make sure that the equipment itself talks to our utility billing system. And the second item that we have is we need to make sure it's compliant with our phone system as well. So as far as the actual bids last night, we did receive four bids on the packages. The bids range from just over $995,000 up to $1,341,000. The engineer's estimate for the access equipment and also the central office equipment was $1,268,000. So what we will be doing now until August 4th is working with our engineers, working with our vendors, making sure that whoever we select as far as the vendors and the access equipment that is compliant, everything talks to each other. And that's going to be essential to keep the project on track. So as far as any type of potential delays, it really didn't cause any delays last night. We had the additional time baked into our schedule to make an informed decision, and we anticipate making that decision on August 4th.
And the other key component is we talk about the main lines being installed right now. Well, in order to get internet and TV, you have to have it hooked up to the house. And there's been kind of a few hiccups almost, I would say, with some of the bid process. It was rebid. This is the second time to try and get the service line installation taken care of. And council is ultimately going to wait until this winter, it sounds like, to make a final decision on that.
Yes, Andrew. And as you said, what we did last night is we considered a contract for the service line installations for the utility. And just to explain, as you referenced, we're currently building the main line of the fiber optic network in our community that consists of roughly 72 miles of mainline fiber optics. Now, in order to receive services from Pella Fiber, what's going to be necessary is a service line that would connect your home or your business to our main line on there. We're currently taking service line orders right now, and to date, we've had a very strong response for the utility, up over 2,300 customers, and that's key to keep in mind. The bids that we actually received, or the bid that we received last night, was to install approximately 2,000 service lines. And so from our perspective, there was always going to be a portion of this project when we talk about the individual service lines that the city was planning on doing anyway as far as our project. But we will have, what we were planning on doing is having a bulk of the service lines installed by a private contractor. What we received as far as the bids last night, we received one bid on the project. It was for over $2,047,000. The engineer's estimate was $1,345,000. And from our perspective, we had a couple things were at play. A, when you talk about bidding right now for the project on it, the contractors are very, very busy. And usually the best time to seek bids for just about any type of municipal project is during the winter months when contractors are lining up their work for the following summer months on it. That's the ideal time to select bids on things. The second thing to keep in mind is we've always anticipated that we would have to construct a portion of the service lines with city crews on this when we were prepared to do so with it. And so if you wanted to look at it from a timing standpoint, what we're simply going to do is move up the city installations where they will occur first, likely this fall. fall to keep the project on track. We plan to actually seek bids again in the winter months for a private contractor to come in and install a majority of the service lines. And this would be essentially in 2021. So from an overall project timing standpoint, it should not delay the project one bit, or hopefully one bit on this, if everything goes as planned. The key thing is when we rebid the project next year, hopefully we'll be able to attract more than one bidder for the project and get those service lines installed in 2021.
And when we talk about the timeline, we've talked about spring of 2021. Everything's still on track for that, roughly that timeline?
Yes, absolutely, Andrew. Everything is still on track with the project. Right now, with the Pella Fiber, again, I'd like to emphasize we have a phenomenal, there's a lot of interest in Pella Fiber. We're still on track to offer services in 2021. We've had just a few issues dealing with these bidding issues that we'll have to take some additional time on the access equipment, make sure we select the right vendor for that. And the other one with the service lines, hopefully we'll be able to receive better bids over the winter months this year.
If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.